It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And the Tibbetts Boosters looking for folks who have talents, any kind of talent, to put on stage. And originally this was scheduled to be earlier this year, postponed a little bit. But right now, they're looking for folks to sign up and get in the process. Diane Riegel and Angie Washburn from the Boosters in the studio. Maybe kind of talk people through what, Diane, a little bit. What would the whole idea behind this was when the Boosters came up with this idea of who's got talent?
Well, good morning, Ken. We know that Branch County and the surrounding area is full of people that are very talented, and we wanted to showcase that talent, plus have a fundraiser for Tibbetts. And so we put together, kind of roughly based on America's Got Talent show, this will take the place of our Dancing with Celebrities that people are aware of or have spent many years going to and supporting, and we're just trying something different. Last year at the dancing show, we did showcase some different talent, and we just decided to run with that and see how we could go.
Yeah, Angie, in the past, there have been talent shows for the younger crowd. Now, this is for folks 19 and older, right?
Correct. TTAB does a teen talent show centering on teenagers and the younger kids doing their talent, and we would like to showcase all the adults that are out there.
Okay, what are you looking for talent-wise? What kinds of things are...
Pretty much anything. We do currently have a comedian, so anybody who's got some pretty good comedy skills are welcome to come. Singers, musicians, bands, anybody who has juggling talent or knows a little bit about magic, anything.
Okay, and it will be an elimination type show, right, Doug?
Correct. There will be two shows. The first one will be an elimination, and then the second one is the final show. There are also judges will be judging it. They're out of the area judges, and then there will also be a People's Choice Awards, and there's cash awards for first and second place in both areas.
Okay, so I mean, everybody's got something, some kind of talent, or everybody knows someone who has something that
they
can... You know, is the life of the party or whatever. So those are the kinds of people you're looking to get signed up, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the deadline to get signed up, I understand, is what, November 5th?
Correct.
Okay. To get signed up for that. What's, Angie, kind of the process for folks to get signed up?
They can go to the Tibbetts Administration Office or Tibbetts.org. Actually, Tibbetts.org/talent takes them directly to the talent page. They can print off their application there and all the information they need. And then the application, a $5 per person application fee, and a photo need to be turned in to the office before November 5th.
Okay, the show's itself, January 9th, the elimination show and the final show on January 23rd, 2016. Looking for all kinds of talent around the area. And again, it's open to anybody in the area, right, Diane?
As long as they're 19 or older and they don't perform professionally.
Okay. All right. We're looking forward to it. And we're proud to be a sponsor of this as the Tibbetts Boosters present Who's Got Talent? This performance competition coming up in January, but the deadline to get your applications in on November 5th. Good luck with it, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll stay in touch. Diane Riegel and Angie Washburn from the Tibbetts Boosters in the studio with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.